Look at a drought map of Texas, and you'll see just about the entire state shaded a dark brown, indicating exceptional drought conditions. That's the highest level, one level worse than extreme. Mike Rager is the mayor of Llano, Texas. About 3,200 people live there. It's in the Hill Country, north and west of Austin. Mayor Rager, what does it look like when you drive around Llano up in the Hill Country? What do you see?
Brown grass and dead-looking trees.
Everywhere you go?
Just everywhere you go.
And what about the river, the Llano River?
Well, the Llano River is a very remarkable river. It's fed, it's spring-fed, and remarkably, the river stayed flowing all throughout the summer.
Still flowing, but is it way down?
Oh, yes. It's the average flow of the Llano River is over 100 cubic feet per second, and we're down around 2 cubic feet per second.
No kidding. I read that back in the 50s, the Llano River actually went dry for just about 3 months.
It went dry for 66 consecutive days.
Wow.
And that was very hard for the city to take. We had to haul water in for the water supply.
Tell me, sir, how you're putting water restrictions in place. What can't people do?
Well, in Llano, we can water by hand one day a week, depending on what your address is, either Saturday or Sunday. The intent of that is to more or less to try to keep our trees alive. Other
mm-hmm.
other watering is not allowed. Most yards in town are completely dead. Some people have drilled their own wells. Some people have hauled in water from the country and kept some of the grasses alive, but more or less the whole town is brown.
What about people's livelihoods that are affected by the drought, either ranchers or folks in agriculture, people like that?
Well, it's severe. You know, ranchers always plan for drought, but we're also very optimistic people. We like to think there's going to be an end to this, but this has caused a lot of people just to completely get out of the business and to think about retiring from ranching for a while.
I gather, Mayor Rager, that you have some cattle yourself.
Yes, ma'am. I may have a few less here in the next few days.
You're thinking about selling?
I'm selling. Going to sell some and try to keep my base herd going and so I can recover without having to rebuy everything.
I wonder if it's hard when the drought has gone on as long as it has and it's been as hot as it has for so long. If it's hard to think about things getting better, think about an end to this.
There is a psychological side to this drought and hot weather here. I've not seen people just kind of depressed about things as much as I've seen recently here, but it's so hot. I think the heat is affected as much as anything. It's been unusually hot. I mean, 108, 110 degree days. People just don't get out and do things like they used to.
Can you remember the last time it rained there in Llano?
Oh, we had a whole .05 sometime in July. That's about our only measurable rainfall that we've had this summer. It's been pretty. Even in the 1956 drought, I looked, it rained 3 inches in May, and I would have loved to have had a 3-inch rain this last May, but we didn't get it.
You know, I have to say, when we were having all that rain with the tropical storms a little while back, you really just wanted to put it in a big pipeline and send it down your way.
We needed it. We were really, really hoping and praying that somehow it would turn to the west and come right up in here to the Texas Hill Country and stay a few days, but it didn't.
Well, Mayor Rager, we wish you all the best. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you.
That's Mike Rager. He is the mayor of Llano, Texas.